I think it's kedai to go back to the raid that we spoke about yesterday. So if yesterday's raid bite was the tzava of the Chassam Sofer part one, today's raid bite is the tzava of the Chassam Sofer part two. So yesterday, we went through a little bit the Shoyne Azov, Shalmar Nachassam Sofer, Zchusi Yogan Aleinu and his tzava. Just to chazer over a few of the highlights. Right in the beginning of the tzava, the Chassam Sofer tells his family, Atem bonai ubnoisai, v'chasonai v'nechtai ubneya, shemuni v'chiu. Be very, very careful to stay far away from the maskilim. Al tat lipchem l'dova ra, l'esoilo l'alilo is peresha, es ishem poya le ovem. Hachadoshem mikoroiv, nisrach akum eis Hashem, v'toyrosoi bavoy neseinu arabim. Al toduru b'shchunosam, v'loi tischabru imam klal uklal. Ubisifre Ramad, whether it's Reb Moshe Deso or Rosh Moshe Deso or Chacham Moshe Deso, but either way, the Svarim of Moses Mendelssohn, Al Tishlechu Yad, O Meyad, and Oz Raglecha Lo Yemad. Then he said, you should learn Tanakh and Pirish Rashi, V'Toyrim Pirish Ramban Tahegu, V'Talamdu Espenechem. Why? Ki Hu Roish Emuna Uman. Because Chumash Rashi and Chumash Ramban, this is literally the foundation of our Emuna, like the Chassam Sofer was Meirichin in his Tshuva in Chelek Gvav. Then the Chassam Sofer, skipping a little bit, talked a little bit about Anova. He says, V'myorim Hashem Karnachem, V'yochas L'choynanchem Kasher HaKav Ebez Hashem Yizbarach, that if you're going to be Zoicha and you're going to become something, you should never have gaiva next to an Adam Kasher. You should know that we are Bnei Avram. We're Talmidei Moshe Rabbeinu, and we're Avdei Melech David. We're the sons of Avram, we're the Talmidim of Moshe, and we're the Avodim of David HaMelech. Avinu Amar, our father said, V'noichi of Eifer. Rabbeinu Amar, our Rebbe said, V'nachnu Ma. And Malkeinu Amar, our Melech said, V'noichi Teilas V'loyish. V'amelech HaMekava Yiskala B'dimyon Oni V'roichav Alachamar. Imkein Gaiva V'goida Leiv of Minayim. So where do we as Yidim come to Gaiva? Where do we come to Goida Leiv? If our father, our Rebbe, and our Kenig were all Anovim, then where do we come to Gaiva? Then he told them, Asu kibbutz v'ributz upalim l'toyer b'rabim. He said, you should try to teach toyer b'rabim. And even if you only have a little bit to share with other people, it doesn't matter. Take that little bit that you have and share it. He also told them, make sure you don't change your names. Keep your Jewish name. Loshoim. Don't speak b'loshem l'umim. Umalbush. And dress like a yid. V'simin v'yove yakiv sholem. Another thing that the Chassam Sofer said was that everything that I'm telling you here in the Tzava, I want you to know is going to always be true. V'loi toimru, you should never say, nishtanu ha'itim. There may be times have changed. Ki yesh lanu av zaken yisparach shamay, because we have an av zaken, loy nishtana, he never changed, v'loi yishtana, and he's never going to change. Then the Chassam Sofer, and this was in the first Hosafa to his Tzava, talked about the Kehila Preshbarg, and he thanked them for how gracious they were to him. They were such good hosts. They took such good care of him. How they listened to Shiurim. They were mekabel his musar. They raised their families. They were mefarnes him and his family. They were mefarnes the yeshiva. He was very, very, very meirich, being makir tov in his sava to the Anshei Preshburg. Then he told that the Kehila, that after he leaves this world, they should make sure that they hire a Rav. Don't go more than 2 years without a Rav. He gives certain criteria for the Rav. Obviously, the Rav has to be a Yari Shemayim. He has to be a Tzaddik. He's someone that's immersed in the Torah of Moshe, Ravina, and Rav Ashi. One of the kvedas that the Chassam Sofer had was, is he shouldn't teach Beloshen L'umim. There's one paragraph that we didn't talk about yesterday. He says, "Bnoisai v'kaloisai, my daughters and my shneers, Hishamru lochem cholila v'cholila legalois tefach mipsarchem al yedei kitzur malbushem hanog chas v'shalom. Lo yia kezois begidulei besi. Umikoshkein, shetizaru miroas noshim rois, shemoitzios afilu sar echot chutz. Baihur. V'gam afilu bepeyon nochris, ani oiser aleichem be'isur gomor. You'll get big brachas," he says, "if this is something that you're going to be mekayim." There were many hoisafas to the tzava that we mentioned at the very, very end. He talks about his possessions, and he says, you should give this to my Rebbetzin, this to this person, and as it relates to all my ksavim, they go to my three sons. And he says, even though I said, b'chaim chiyuzi, that anybody that wants it could take it, and it's hefker, it's munich lakal, that's when I was alive. But now there's a hilchas nachlis, and I don't want to be a ma'aber chasanta, and as a result, right, the halachas that we learned about, and he says, I want 100% that all these possessions and everything that I have should go over to my three sons. So I just want to share one ha'ara that relates a little bit to the tzava, me'inyan le'inyan ba'oise inyan, that I heard from Yedidi Ramosha Shlom Yakshlita, and it's printed in the Hashlomois Umiluim to the Sefer Petuchei Chosam. So in the back of the Petuchei Chosam, Rav Shlom Yak wrote Hashlomois Umiluim, and this is the Hashlomois Leha'aretes. So he brings that the Ksav Sofer, right in the beginning of Parshas Vezois HaBracha, he says as follows. So Parshas Vezois HaBracha begins with Moshe Rabbeinu benching Klal Yisrael. Vezois HaBracha, Asher Beirach Moshe, Isho Elokim, Es Bnei Yisrael, Lefnei Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu benches Klal Yisrael when Lefnei Moshe. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, "V'zois habracha lefnei Moisai samuch lemisasei." He did it mamish samuch lemisasei sheim loy achshav emasai, because this was it. And if he's not going to do it now, he's not going to be able to do it anymore. So listen to l'shoynei hazav shalaksav soifer. Pirish Rashi im loy achshav emasai samuch lemisasei. So he says, "Ve'elu advarim asher amar Moshe eved Hashem." Adoini Ovi Moiri Virabi Zechitzadik Levrachel Lefnei Moisai. He says, I'm going to tell you now what my father, who was also Moshe Eved Hashem, said, Samuch Lemisasai. He said, Pshat, in this pasuk of Azois Abrach Ashaberach Moshe, Dekro Nosan Tam, Shalai Birach Kol Echod Ve'echod Mi Yisrael Befnei Atzmai. Moshe Rabbeinu gives a bracha. And what was the bracha that he gave? He went and he gave Klai Yisrael brachas Ba'ifan Klali, right? Levi Amar, Yehuda Amar, Gad Amar, Naftali Amar. He's giving brachas to every shevet in a general sense. So the Chelek Chasam Sofer said, Samuch Lemisasai, that the pasuk was coming to address a ha'ara, and that is Moshe Rabbeinu's giving brachas. So why is he giving brachas? Ba'ifan Klali, everyone should be gebenched. What he should have done was, he should have gave each yachid individual bracha. Each yachid is deserving of an individual bracha. So why didn't he do that? So the pasuk says, you want to know why it was Zois HaBracha Asher Beirach Moshe Yisrael Lekim Es Bnei Yisrael Ba'ofen Klali? It's because it was Lefnei Moshe. Yan Shehoye Eis Moshe. V'lo Yehoye Zman Levare Kol Echad. Lochim Bircham Bechlolus Kol Shevet V'Shevet. V'zeu Shomer HaKosov. V'Zois HaBracha Asher Beirach Es Bnei Yisrael Bechlal. The Hatam, you want to know why he gave the bracha b'chlal? It's lifnei Moisai, because it was samuch lemisasai. The mleach shavei masai. He was running out of time. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have any more time, so it wasn't enough time to go and give 600,000 brachas to every single yid. So what he did was he gave 12 brachas. Every shevet gets a bracha, but he gave the brachas for oifen klali. Elu dvarav zatzal she'amal lifnei Moisai zchusan yagan alein. This is the first ksav sofer in Parshas Vezois HaBracha, that the Hilgich Sam Sofer was a Shechiv Merah. The Hilgich Sam Sofer was lying on his deathbed. It was Samuch Limisasai. And he said over this pshat in this pasuk, Vezois HaBracha, Shabbeirach Moshe Yisrael, Lekimetz B'nei Yisrael, Lefnei Moisai, Samuch Limisasai, Shem Le'ach Shavei Masai, that the end of the pasuk, the words of Lefnei Moisai, is coming to address this question, that if Moshe Rabbeinu was giving brachas, why is he giving the brachas away from Klali? Why didn't every Yachid get an individual bracha? And the answer was, because it was Lefnei Moisai, because it was Samuch Limisasai, Shem Le'ach Shavei Masai. How else am I going to give the bracha? I poshnit, don't have enough time. So Moshe Shlomiak brings in his Hashlomas Umiluim that this account that the Ksav Sofer mentions at the beginning of Parashat Vezois HaBracha, there were other Talmidei Ksav Sofer that wrote about this as well. In the Sefer Lekutei Chever Chaim, from the Goyim Reb Chizkiya Chaim Plow, to his one of the famous Talmidim of Maran HaChasam Sofer. A lot that we know about the Chasam Sofer comes from the Svarim of the Lekutei Chever Chaim. So he writes as follows. He says, V'zois HaBrach Asher Beirach Moshe Yisrael Likim Es Bnei Yisrael Lefnei Moshe. Pirish Rashi, Samuch Lub Misasai. Bir Maron Zeichet Tzadik V'Kodesh Levracha. Bilel Misasai, Nigei Chof Hei Tishrei. Bishnas Tof Reish. So he says, the Chasam Sofer was the night before his Ptira. Chasam Sofer's Petira, his yard site is Chafei Tishmei. So the Chasam Sofer said as follows: Hakavana, Kol Yemei Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashanim, Lo Yehoye Koy Meitz Yadam Yikol Ish VeIsha Sheivakish Brachas Mimenu. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a kamtzin when it came to brachas. If somebody came to Moshe Rabbeinu with a bracha, Lo Yehoye Koy Meitz Yadav, and every Ish VeIsh would get an individual brach. Aval Ata Shahoisa Shah Dechuka. But now that already was running out of time, it was Tomach Lemisasoi Shem Loi Ach Shavei Masai Snubirech Es Yisrael LeShifteiem. So he gave each shevet a general bracha. V'zesha amah v'zoysa bracha asher hi l'chol shevet v'loy l'chol yachid. Why? Moshe Rabbeinu always gave individual brachas. Mishum shebirach oysa Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashanah v'fnei misasai samuch l'misasai adkan l'shoyne. The identical account that the Chasam Sofer brings, this is what the Chasam Sofer was saying samuch l'misasai. Rav Shlomo Yoch brought another marimachim for this, and this comes from the Igros Sofrim, and it's printed under the letters of the Chasam Sofer Alein, right? If you're familiar with Igros Sofrim, so it's Igros from different members of the Sofer Mishpacha. So this is on the Kisvi Rabbeinu Moshe Sofer Zatzal, Daily Chasam Sofer, and it's letter Ayin Tes. And letter Ayin Tes, which we've quoted from this in the past, incidentally, is Hetik Mi Pinkis HaKahal Dekilu Kedosha Preshberg HaMatira. So this is something that was written by the Sofer Preshberg, where they would take notes and minutes of what was going on, and the sofer, the scribe, is transcribing what exactly is going on, mamish samach to the petira of the Chasam Sofer. So he writes as follows, one excerpt, Fa'adoyneinu meireinu v'rabeinu akadr s'chusu yogan leinu amin. Loi nos leichoi, v'loi nomar reichoi, v'loi koaso einoi. Va'yivorich balai lahu es kol ha'om bepasug, v'zois habrocha sheberach Moshe Israel likim koide Moisei, ish kibirchosei birech oisam, bibiurei dvorov, ba'arichas, b'mesek l'shoinoi, da'ainu brocha koi levas. V'loi luchol lechot ve'echot ish kibirchosei, mipnei shahoyi lefnei Moisei, ve'im pnai levorich kol echot ve'echot lefnei atzmoi. So this made it into the transcription of the scribe describing the last days and the last moments of the life of the Chasam Sofer, and he brings this, that the Chasam Sofer brings in the beginning of the parashah V'zayis HaBracha, that's mentioned in Likutei Chevar Chaim, this pshat and this pasuk V'zayis HaBracha Shaberach Moshe. Why did he do it b'ayfim klali? Why does every shevet get its own bracha? Because it's lefnei misasai, because it was samach l'misasai v'im loy achshav imasai. So Rav Shlomo Yoch said like this: if you take a look at the Matseva of the Chasam Sofer, there's a long nusach on the Matseva of the Chasam Sofer, but one excerpt, it says as follows, Ube'ez bot sir, keil, lahaloisei b'chever asrafim. So I think what this means is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to bring the Chasam Sofer up, together with the srafim, together with the malachim, Rav kriye ho'eda, saviv arsoi nesafim. All the chshuvim of the city, the Rav kriye ho'eda, were surrounded around his bed, right? Arsoi means his bed. Nesaf, and they were all gathered around the bed. Hayul be'er es ha-posuk, v'zois ha-bracha. So the Chasam Sofer at that time began to explain the posuk of v'zois ha-bracha, u'barech es kol ha-kol, and then he benched the whole chevra, v'ozav es imek ha-bracha, and he left this world. So this moment that was captured by the Chasam Sofer, that was captured by the Likutei Chevar Chaim, this moment that's transcribed in the Igros Sofrim by the Sofer of Preshberg, is actually mentioned, it's on the Matseva of the Heilig Chasam Sofer. Ube'ez bot sir keil ha'loise b'chever ha'srofim, Rav kriya eid ha'sav v'arsein ha'srofim, hoyu beres ha'posug, v'zois ha'brochu b'erech ha'sakol. So Shlomiak said that it bothered him a little bit. It seems like this was very, very significant, right? This inyan was very, very significant. It obviously had an oimik. Now, it's a very nice pshat, and the hergish is very nice. It's as if the Chasam Sofer is saying that, you know, I would love to give everybody an individual bracha, but it's samach lemisasi, v'im layachshin of imasai, and a chavnish kain tzait, right? That's for sure the posh of the hergish. But he said that he felt that there's a little bit of an oimik here, that there's some nekuda pnimi that maybe we're not chapping 100%. And then he said he found the following. And this is in the Sefer Beis Naftali. So the Mechaber of Beis Naftali is from Agoyin Rab Naftali Schwartz, who is the son of one of the most famous Talmidim of the Chasam Sofer, the Baal Shailos Teshuv is called Aryeh. So either way, he writes, did Rab Naftali Schwartz, what he heard from his father, the Baal called Aryeh, who said over what he had heard from the Chasam Sofer. So this is the Baal Kol Aryeh, who's lying on his deathbed, is Koidim Ptir Asai, and he's saying over what he remembered from his Heilige Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, what was going on, Samalch L'Ptir Asai, Shalach Chassam Sofer. So he says like this, Amar Eich, Moire Hagoyim Baal Chassam Sofer Zal, Lefnei Moisai, Ba'asifas Kilosai, Li'etzias Nishmasai, Shenema V'zois HaBrocha V'chulu. Said over this pshat, V'zois HaBrocha, Ki Moishe Yada V'heven, because Moishe Rabbeinu, this is the Chassam Sofer talking, right? This is an account of what the Chassam Sofer said. That Moshe Rabbeinu knew, and Moshe Rabbeinu understood, shekol gadlusay berum ha-mailois, that all the gadlus and all the mailois that he had achieved, his sigrag al yedei Yisrael, he got it only because of Klal Yisrael. Because the Eibush instructed him. He said, there's a Dor Deya that needs a leader that's going to be befitting such a generation. And I want you to be the Menahel. You're the principal. You're the leader. You're the one that's going to go and lead this folk. Kilulay Zois. Said the Chassam Sofer, because Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that were it not for that, he could have never reached what it was he reached. Because every single person helped him achieve the levels that he achieved. And he said that this was something that Moshe Rabbeinu felt so strongly. So he's lying on his deathbed, and he's thinking about his life. And he looks back at everything that he had done and all the successes that he had. He's Moshe Raya Mehemna. And he realized that the only reason he was Zoicha in this is because of his Dardeya. It's because of the Yidden. And every single Yid that means has a tremendous chelik in everything that he achieved. And he was so overwhelmed with emotion that he wanted to give every Yid a bracha. He wanted to give him something back. Shkoyach. I wouldn't have had this without you. And I wouldn't have had this without you. It wasn't about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu dehared in such an oifen, said the Chassam Sofer, that everything he had was Adan Kischevra. And he was overwhelmed with this hergish. I want to give everyone a brach. Aber kenish. Because it's Samach L'misasi. V'm Layach Shev Emosnai. And the Chassam Sofer said, that was V'zois HaBrach HaShabarach Moshe Shalakim as B'nai Yisrael Ba'oifen Klali. Because it's Lefnei Moisai. So the Chassam Sofer continued and he said, Hine Yodei Ani Mon Erki Mikoidem. He said, I know who I was before I came to Brish Bark. And what I became, and it was Rak Al Yetchem. It only happened when I came here. And if that's the case, it must be that everything that I was Zoicha to was Lefisha Bacharta Moisi. It's because you chose me, Leo Yisroi Yitzoyin Kachin, Adas Brish Bark, Ubedin Hu Hayeroi Labi Alachol Echo Ve'echo Mikem Toidosi. Listen to this argation. He says, I owe it to every person here to give you a yashikoyach, because everything that I became was only because of you. Omnam ulefnei moisi. Lochem evarech eschem bechlal ad kan divrei Chassam Sofer. This is what the Kol Aryeh said. I heard from the Heilige Chassam Sofer. Rav Shlomiyok said that this is the oimek, it's poshet. There was an akuda over here. The Chassam Sofer didn't just say that I want to give everyone a bracha. The Chassam Sofer said to his oilam that I want you to understand everything that I have, I realize I only have because of you. And this was Goydel Anvesanusay Shamar and Chassam Sofer. He said, I know who I was before Prishbarg, and I know who I am now. Incidentally, the Chassam Sofer was Rav in Prishbarg for 33 years. The Ksav Sofer was also Rav in Prishbarg for 33 years. And by the way, the Hafla, Rabbi Shalach Chassam Sofer, was the Rav in Frankfurt, also for 33 years. But the bottom line is, 33 years in Prishbarg, and that's why I was zoicha to everything I was zoicha to, and it was all because you had nothing to do with me. And the truth is, if you think about it, this is Petuchei Chosem Mamish screaming from the rooftops. This is what the Chassam Sofer believed. He said that if a person makes his ruchnius about himself, and it's a selfish type of avodah, he says, okay, you'll become what you're going to become. But if a person gives himself up to the cloud, and you give yourself up for Yenim, Lay me by you, it's the right thing to do, and lay me by you, you're not gonna lose. Mitalmida Yoisim Mikulam, this is the Oimika Mitalmida Yoisim Mikulam. And this was the ultimate expression by the Chassam Sofer Alein, Samuch L'Mitasasai. And the reason he wanted to give a bracha was not just to make everybody feel good, it was coming from a place of Toida. It was coming from a place of recognition. Yashikoyach. And he wanted to tell every Yid, Shkoyach for helping me become who I became. Shkoyach to you, because every Yochid in this Tzibur played a tremendous, tremendous role. And this was something that was so meaningful. And it was so deep because it touched up the Chassam Sofer, who he was, Goydalan Vesanusoy, his Hashkafas Achayim in the world of Petuchei Chosem. And that's the oimik that was written on the Matzeva. The Chasam Sofer lived his life like Avram Avinu, right? Not like Chanoich who became a Malach. But now it was time for him to join the Chever HaSrafim. Now already he's going to become a Malach. Rav Kriye Ha'ed HaSavav Arslin HaSafim. The Oilem was standing around him. Hoyo Beres HaPasik V'Zois HaBracha U'Berech HaSakon. That bracha wasn't just, I want to give you a bracha because of what I feel for you. It's a understanding and an oimik that everything that he has, that Chasam Sofer is becoming one of the Malachim now, but it's because of the Tzibur, and he felt he owed it to them. And it's with that the holy neshama, the Chasam Sofer, left this world.